saw an early death as a result of his own abuse of both drugs and alcohol. According to the president, he announced yesterday he was declaring a national health emergency to divert more federal resources toward fighting addiction in America, something he says is claiming about 100 lives every day. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on the grounds out here at Shasta District Fairgrounds. We're down here with the 2017 North Valley Stand Down Association. Stand Down 2017. Good morning, everybody. It started yesterday and it goes through today and then tomorrow. It's for all homeless veterans and their families. A hand up and a hand out. But also a number of other veterans will show up. To avail themselves of all the things that are going on. Good morning, everybody. The 27th of October, it is 7:05 a.m., 7:06 a.m. right now. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jared, what's the weather look like for today?
Well, today it's going to be warm again, high of 90, low of 56. Right now it's currently 49. It's going to be sunny and clear today. Sunny and clear tomorrow with a high of 88, a low of 53. On Sunday, it's going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 87, a low of 56. And on Monday, sunny and clear with a high of 82 and a low of 53.
Okay, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned business, a better-known business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, is Amy there?
No, she ran away.
Well, I can't see you. I mean,
Yes, I am here, and unfortunately you can't see my dog because I brought a real beauty today. I have a 85-pound American Bulldog in the studio this morning who is currently snoozing on the floor and really hoping that his little tail doesn't get ran over by Jared's chair.
I mean, like an American Bulldog.
An American Bulldog, yeah. So, I mean, you take an English Bulldog and you make him taller and bigger. But it's kind of the same face, you know, big jowls and big eyes and really drooly and cute.
Really drooly and cute. Okay, now how old is, what's his name?
Well, his name is really fitting. His name is Mr. Beefy.
Mr. Beefy.
He is a brindle beefcake because he is a big boy. He's, you know, like I said, he's about 85 pounds. He's about 4 years old. He would do best with maybe older kids just because of the fact that he weighs 85 pounds and just might knock somebody over. But he walks really well on a leash, and he knows to sit and lay down, and he knows most of his basic commands. He's very well behaved. Like I said, he's snoozing, so... Nothing really phases this boy.
I'm still trying to get over the Mr. Beefy. The Mr. Beefy, okay.
I call him Beef, just for short. Beef. But yeah, Mr. Beefy. His name really does fit him. If you saw him, you would know what I'm saying. It does fit him.
I'm sure I'll see him later today. Hey, okay, now, how'd you find Mr. Beefy?
Mr. Beefy came into us as a stray, like most of our animals do. And now he is neutered and up to date on all of his vaccines and his microchip, and he is looking for his forever home.
Great, great. So what else is going on out there?
We are still doing the $50 spay and neuter for dogs only, and that's due to a really awesome grant that we received from the Shasta Regional Community Fund. So definitely, if you have an unaltered pet, now is the best time to do that. Come and get your animal spayed or neutered. One, cut down on unwanted litters and population. Keep your pet more healthier. Not spaying and neutering can cause cancer in animals. Males get testicular cancer at like twice the rate if they're not neutered, and mammary cancer in females. So every heat cycle that they go through is really hard on their body, and it would just be healthier, and your pet will live longer if you get them spayed or neutered. So keep that in mind.
Okay. Now, how does somebody come down there and pick up Mr. Beefy? Besides bringing friends.
Well, you can give us a call at 241-1653 or come down to the shelter. We're at 7449 Eastside Road. If you're coming from Anderson, before the casino. If you're coming from Reading, it's right after the casino. So we're not that hard to find, and you can come down 11 to 5 Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Good. So I'm sure Mr. Beefy still laying underground there?
He is. I was going to have him try to sit on your stool, but I don't know if I can get him up there.
Okay.
It would make for a good picture.
I don't even want to talk about this. Okay, Amy, thank you so much for bringing Mr. Beefy in. Though this sounds kind of, I don't know why, this is just funny to me, that I knew a guy that was one of the grinders on the Australia's America's Cup boat. Big guy, and they called him Meaty.
Yeah, we've had a dog named Meatball that looked a lot like this too. So
this one too. Okay, yep. All right. Well, look, let's keep our string of adopting every one of our pets of the week going here, everybody. And if you're looking for, it looks like, it sounds like a great dog, good on a leash.
Yes.
Great.
Yes,
go on those little walks with you, and he's not going to wear you out because he's probably kind of beefy and he needs, he's not going to run 100 miles a day.
Nope. He's probably a couch potato at home.
Couch potato at home. Okay. All right, Amy. Thanks very much.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
You betcha. Okay. Again, like I said, we're out here at the stand down, and we're getting a number of people are going to be rolling through here as we go on through the day. We're going to be here, of course, till 9 o'clock. They brought in people from Wairika, Mount Shasta, Castella, Shasta Lake, Hay Fork, Weaverville, Orville, Chico, Los Molinos, and Red Bluff to come in here. And we're going to get some of the organizers here in a couple minutes. And they're all, like, right now getting ready to serve breakfast, and people are starting to pop out and come out of where they were staying. There's, of course, shelter here for not only the veterans and their families, but also their pets. Driver's license, ID information, drug and alcohol counseling. The clothing issue goes today afternoon, after 12 p.m. today, for walk-ins. Drug and alcohol counseling, the One Safe Place, event transportation, everything is going on. So we're going to be right back after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Bond. Linda, of course, isn't here, but I'm expecting some other people to be dropping through here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Of a new luxurious energy efficient home in the upscale master plan community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Did you know, over the past 3 years, the Good News Rescue Mission has helped over 600 people in our community transition out of homelessness and into housing? I'm Jonathan Anderson, Executive Director of the Good News Rescue Mission. To learn more about how you can help others break the cycle of poverty, join us at our annual Harvest of Hope banquet on Saturday, October 28th at the Civic Center. Details can be found online at www.gnrm.org. Thank you for helping us break the cycle of poverty.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
I'm ready. Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460, except I'm at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. We're out here for Stand Down 2017. It's for a hand up and not a hand out to the veterans, and I'll be talking to one of the organizers here in just a second. But on the line is Todd Franklin. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing today?
Fine. Now, Todd said he was going to give us a call because he had an announcement. If you remember, Todd is the thought behind, the man behind the food trucks. They were starting going to be at the originally at Carnegie Park, and then there was problems there. So he's been a huge success down in Anderson. So, but you've been trying to get back up here.
Yeah, it's been great, Carl. And I tell you, I'm like a kid before a week before Christmas. We will be helping the Reading Trail Alliance on Thursday, November 2nd. We'll have a lot of our local trucks there, What's a Truck, Mary's Pizza, American Barbecue, Roadrunner Cafe, Rita's, and Taco Loco. And then on Friday and Saturday, we're having our huge opening, of course, at Caldwell Park as well, and we're bringing in some of the big-name out-of-town trucks like the Wolf and the Lamb, who has award-winning chef, who's been featured on the Food Network. We're having Crispy Egg Roll. We're having Sliders. So we're bringing in all the trucks on Friday and Saturday, and looking to show Reading what Anderson has been enjoying the past couple of months.
Okay, great. So that means then is that'll be next Thursday, the 2nd, and then Friday, all at in which park?
Caldwell Park, right there by the soccer field. The Reading Trail Lines did an amazing job. They just built a couple of new bike trails for kids and adults. It's a pump track. And I know the McConnell Foundation has been big in that. And Nate's been down there heading it up, and he's been doing an amazing job turning that park back into a park so it can be family-friendly and used by everybody.
Well, that's great. So you're going to have a whole bunch of food trucks down there. And out at Anderson, you had thousands of people that came by.
You know what's so great about this, Carl, is it's the experience that people kind of remember when they were kids, and they get to see kids be kids. So when people come to the park in Anderson and now in Reading, they're going to see kids playing. We've got cornhole. We've got all sorts of games. We've got ping pong we set up on the lawn. And kids go back to being kids, and now they're going to be riding bikes. I mean, it's the mayor's dream, obviously, to have it there because there's so many different activities for kids, especially in the summertime. You know, we've got the basketball courts. We've got the plunge right there, or what used to be the plunge when I was a kid. And then they've got the skate park. And so, I mean, it should be a hub of activities, and that park should be full with families from Reading and surrounding communities.
I think it will. And Todd, I tell you what, the community appreciates how you've kept your shoulder to this and kept pushing.
You know what, Carl? I'm too dumb to quit. So, you know, a smart person would have quit a long time ago. But, you know, I think once you say you're going to do something, I think it's so important to follow it through. So, you know, my wife wonders sometimes, you know, what I'm doing. But, you know, we're trying to make Reading a better place and Anderson a better place and all the surrounding communities.
Okay, so everybody, you heard it here. I think probably for the first time.
First time, right, Carl?
The food trucks are going to be down in our local park. It's going to be a big extravaganza on Thursday and Friday of next week.
And Saturday. So it's going to be a great
Saturday,
all weekend.
And Saturday. And you're bringing in outside trucks, too.
You know, Friday and Saturday, we're bringing in some of the bigger trucks. And it's not because we didn't want them here on Thursday, but these trucks are scheduled months out. So I had to pull a few favors and ask them, hey, I need you guys. And, you know, what's great about the loyalty between the truck owners and the trucks is once you've established that you're there for them and these guys, you know, the ones coming out of town, but also the local guys. I mean, they're now able to profit more and they're able to get their brand out there. And, you know, the greatest thing too, Carl, about this that Reading hasn't quite figured out, but they will very shortly, is these are economic boosters to the entire area. A lot of times in the cities where you have these truck pods, restaurants will try to relocate closer to them because of the mass amounts of people they bring. Because, you know, people will come to the park and then they want to go somewhere else, or they'll come to the park and they'll go, oh man, I don't want to wait that long if there is a long line, and they'll walk to a restaurant that's within eyesight. So traditionally in the bigger cities, restaurants will actually follow and move where these pods are. So I'm very excited about downtown Reading. When we finally get past the hearing, we don't have a date yet, but I know we're getting closer.
Well, I think it's all going to work out fine, Todd. And I know, you know, you've got a plan and you've executed your plan and it's working. So, hey, thank you so much. And thank you for me and for giving us a call today to tell everybody about this.
I appreciate you, Carl, and all you guys do. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
You bet, Todd. Thank you very much. Okay, hey, I'm here with Terry Mikesell.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. One of the organizers of the stand down we have here. And, Terry, tell us about this. This is Stand Down 2017, but it's been going on for a while.
Well, I was involved when it first started, and it's evolved, and it's a wonderful event. It's for low-income homeless veterans or those at risk. Now, today, starting at noon, any veteran can come and register. We have lots of providers, medical care, employment, food stamps, Shasta County. It's for child support, and if you need that, we don't have DMV because they're all down working the fire. We have Social Security. We have food. All sorts of things. It's
I'm watching breakfast
coming together.
Yeah, I'm watching breakfast come through here. This looks pretty good.
Yeah, Sergeant Leedy, who is in charge of the culinary arts program over at Enterprise High School, is our chef, and Star Spangled Catering has been assisting him in that. There's lots of volunteers, and it's we support. Everybody that is working this is a volunteer.
Well, how many people do y'all help usually during those 3 days?
And last year we did 322. That's veterans and their significant others and children. And we're non-denominational, where you're all welcome.
Last year was the first time I don't know, maybe I just missed some other times, but last year I saw children for the first time.
We always have a children's area set up. The mothers and the children's have a safe place, and it's a separate area. And if you're a single lady and you're here, we have a ladies only section. Of course, predominantly our veterans area is mostly still the gentlemen, but we're set up and we have everything for men, women, and children.
Do you see, is there more each year, or does it seem like it's growing?
The increase is, surprisingly enough, is in the female veterans. And so we have some things that are specifically for the female veterans. So, and of course, I'm sorry to say, but also the number of children that are either with a single dad or a single mom needs services. That basically, they all need jobs.
Okay, so then if somebody wanted to help, help one of these families or help, and it's maybe they're just down on, you know, probably a lot of them are just down on their luck right now and would love to have a job. They don't want to be homeless. So how can people help?
Hire them. Now, I had late yesterday afternoon, I had a very nice gentleman come in. He's single, has four kids, and he just got laid off 2 days ago. And so he needs employment, but it's hard for him because he needs child care also. so that's a big stumbling block for him. He sees that as his biggest problem for getting a job is the child care.
Okay, so he's been working, but now if he doesn't have child care for his kids, then he can't work because he's got to take care of them. What, do you know what their ages are?
They seem to be teen and preteen. He didn't have any little children. We had several with little kids that came in just for daytime services. Uh-huh. And the EDD has a veteran gentleman or a couple of guys that come, and they work in the community, find employers that will be willing to hire a veteran and work with them. A lot of them have PTSD. A lot of them have mental health issues. And so we have some employers that are more tolerant for veterans' issues. Not that it's just significant to veterans, because that it goes all walks of life. But some of the veterans do have significant issues from being a veteran.
Okay. Well, you know, this is the kind of thing, though, every year you're here, and I'm looking out. Now, I am seeing more women today than I have in the past. I see, now, this runs on volunteers.
Yes, sir.
People like you.
Yes, sir.
Frank Rose.
Yes, sir.
Tom Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Debbie Johnson.
Yes, sir.
I can't go through everybody's
Dave Cockrell.
Name, right? Dave Cockrell.
Frank,
yeah.
Rose,
Frank
Rose. Pam Wolbert.
Frank,
Phyllis Eves.
There.
And so we start the board for the stand down starts in February organizing from this. We get, if you wouldn't wear it, don't donate it to us. And we have pet care. So we also need pet cages. We need pet bedding. We need pet food. Anderson Veterinary Clinic very graciously gives the veterans pets their shots. It's kind of like well baby care. And so that's available. And so now next year we might also have a veteran that may come and do some on site. As it is now, the pets have to be transported over to Anderson Veterinary Care for their free services.
Okay, so next year you might have a veterinarian here. That's good. Now, we're going to be talking to people starting around 8 o'clock that have been going through here, and some more of the volunteers, too, about what it means. But I know that we've run into people here that have gone through this. This has given them that hand up that they needed. They've gotten jobs, and now they come back here to help.
Yes, that's very true. Very, very true. And as a matter of fact, one person that's here volunteering, I won't say any names, he had community service through the probation department 3 years ago. He came, served his community service here, and then when he was done working his community service office, then he came back and volunteered. He came last year, and he's here again this year.
Well, he's seen the light.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Terry, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you.
No, I mean that. I mean, this is somebody that you take your time out. You're out there helping veterans. Are you a veteran?
No, sir. I belong to the American Legion Auxiliary. My grandfather was a veteran. My father was a veteran, and my son is a veteran.
God bless you.
Thank you.
So much. Okay. Terry Mikesell. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, she said it's a simple name. I said it doesn't make any difference. I can screw up anybody's name, including my own. But anyway, thank you so much. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you.
I mean that. I mean, this is not an easy thing to do. This is a lot of organization. You're talking about lots of food. I'm looking at all the tents that are put up, all the shelters that are putting up, to protect people from sun or rain, all the cooking shelters, all the food, all the clothing.
Correct. I need to give out a big shout-out to California Conservation Corps. The kids came on Wednesday, set up all the tents. They did the walls inside, and they'll come back Saturday and help us with takedown. We were supposed to have Guardian Angels and National Guard this year, but they're down working on the fire. So kind of at the end, we were push come to shove. We needed security.
Well, good. I'm glad that worked out. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Terry. Okay.
Thank you, Carl.
We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know, when we say that we sleep on the best bed in the United States, we absolutely mean it. It doesn't get any better than what we have, because you can design your own bed. You can almost say that, the firmness in your bed. Like, my sleep number setting is 60, and Linda's sleep number setting is 40. It's a something that you can dial in yourself. You don't have to kind of settle for something. You don't have to settle. You can have exactly what you want. And with the new sleep number 360, it adjusts to you as you roll around in bed. Or as, you know, as Linda says, last night I'm patting her on the head in the middle of the night, and I can't figure out what kind of dream that was. But she said she had to, you know, kind of push me away for that one. Yeah, it just, you know, you get into things like that where it's, the bed is so comfortable that you just don't want to get out of it. So right now, Queen Mattresses start at only $899.99. And trust me, when you go to a Sleep Number bed and try it out, you're going to want to buy the bed. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on into the store. Lay down one of the beds. Let one of the pros there show you how it works. And trust me, you will not be sorry. We'll be right back after these messages. We're down here at the North Valley Stand Down Association, Stand Down 2017.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Oh, the Bot out here, and it's Carl Bot, and I'm out here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds at North Valley Stand Down Association's Stand Down 2017. This portion of us being out here is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They have the latest, they have their newest branch open, and it's at 1845 California Streets, about a block south of Jack's Grill. They want you to come by, and they show you how they can provide you the highest form of customer service, the highest level of personal service, and you know you're going to enjoy what you find at Cornerstone Community Bank. They are moving local dreams forward. Community bank, local people, it's a good bank. It's a good bank. Okay, I'm out here at, like I said, at Stand Down 2017, but on the phone we have Connor Sutton, because we got a football game tonight. Is that right, Connor?
That is correct, and you know, we only got a couple left, so it's going to be another good one tonight. We're hoping to have another outstanding football game here at in the North State.
Wait a minute. You say only a couple left. I thought we go through November.
No, we do go through November. We got, I think, two more left after this one.
Oh, okay. Well, gosh, it's almost November, come to think of it.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of crazy. I mean, I think this is week
the last
8 or 9.
October game.
Yeah, it's week 9 in the high school football season, so... You know, it's been a long season already, although it hasn't really felt like it, but it has been.
Okay, so who's the powerhouse here?
So Chico's coming into town to take on Foothill. Foothill 3-1 at home so far this season. Both teams are 5-3 overall, 2-1 in league. However, because of the common opponent in Pleasant Valley, Chico beat up Pleasant Valley 23-3, and Foothill lost to Pleasant Valley a couple weeks ago. I think Chico's going to have the upper hand. They have a little bit better of a defense, especially in that front line. The linebackers have a lot of mobility, very versatile. So I think Chico has a little bit of the upper hand. However, I'm going to be rooting for Foothill tonight. It's kind of nice when we have out of team schools come into town and,
yeah. Because you can root for our home team then.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. So we can root for Foothill tonight. Exactly. And it's nice, and Foothill's got a great, great facility, and you know, every time they play in front of their home fans, they play well. So you know, maybe they can pull off an upset and improve to 3-1. But just based on what I've seen so far, I do think Chico will have the upper end, and Foothill's going to have their backs against the wall a little bit tonight.
Okay, well, it looks like it's going to be a tough game. Is Shasta the power here?
Yeah, Shasta is, and I think that they'll be the team that takes the league and will be the most dominant team when it comes to playoff times, but because they've handed Chico their only loss. I'd say Chico's probably the second best team in the league, and Shasta handed Chico their only loss in league so far. So I think Shasta is the dominant team right now. But they just got so much going for them. The only loss, obviously, coming from DeMonte Ranch, the game we were at, I think that was 3 weeks ago, and that was against a team that had a quarterback who was going to Notre Dame. So, I mean... it's tough to hang your hat on that one.
That was just I guess that kid was just, you know what, when you get somebody that is that level, it's very, very difficult to defend against them.
It was very obvious that he was going to the next level just in warm-ups, the poise he had on the sideline, the poise he had in the pocket. It was truly incredible to watch.
Well, you know what, you know, it's good, though, to see something like that. When you see a young man like this, and then you realize that he's going on, and we may keep hearing about him.
Oh, absolutely. I think his career is long from being over, and I think he'll do very, very well at the college level.
Great, great. Okay, so tonight's game?
Yes, 7:15, 7:15 pregame, 7:30 start. And we also got Simpson basketball on Saturday and Monday. So
that's right.
It's a happy weekend.
Okay, so what happens now? Simpson's basketball is going is starting. We're going to start doing Simpson basketball. The first game is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah. The men's basketball team heading down to Oregon Tech and out of Klamath Falls, about a 3-hour drive. It should be a really good game. Oregon Tech has been coached for years by Danny Miles, who was the winningest coach in NAIA history, over 2,000 wins. He's in the top three in all college. Of course, he retired a couple years ago. So Simpson has always really struggled against Oregon Tech. They've never come closer than 11 points and a final score. So hopefully that can be broken. Todd Franklin at the reins for the first time. It should be a really fun game, and I love basketball season, so I'm going to be fired up.
Okay, and Connor's going to be calling every game that we have, and we're going to be doing 22 games this year for Simpson University, both the men's and the women's basketball. So we're going to start becoming, the voice of the Redhawks here.
I guess so. I guess that's what that is what's happened. I'm very excited. We're very glad to partner with you guys, and you know, I just love basketball season. So I mean, anytime there's basketball, and I got a smile on my face. So.
Yeah, well, you were limping in the other day. The smile was a little bit was not as broad as it usually is.
No, that's a good point. It'll be back tomorrow, I promise.
Okay, I'm just talking about how Connor rolled his ankle when he was in there playing practicing with one of the teams out there. So
yeah,
anyway,
we got
new equipment. You're going to love it.
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, and I'm going to have you sign for everything and do a pre-check and a post-check every day. So, just kidding. Connor,
I was okay
thanks a lot.
It. Thank you.
Again, 7:15 tonight. Game starts at 7:30. And then tomorrow, Simpson basketball starts. What time does that start?
It's a 7:30 start. We'll start pregame around 7 o'clock. We got a long pregame tomorrow, so we're excited about that.
Is that going to be Monday, too? Same time?
Monday, too. Yep.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks a lot, Connor.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, I've got with me one of the guy that's my co-host today, who's been around here saying hello to everybody, retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy.
Good morning, Colonel Bob. How are you?
I am fine. I'm going to have to turn you down, though, buddy.
Oh, yeah. As Bob Belanger says, I'm coming in a little hot.
You're coming in just a little hot here, and I'll figure this one out in a second here, which one you are.
You just want me to hold the microphone away? Yes, will that work better?
Yeah, that would just kind of like lean away. There
How's
you
that?
Go.
Is that better?
Take a step back, buddy.
Back off.
You just all my lights just went all the way to the end, and it smoked. So.
And I love coming to stand down.
It's good to see how many volunteers that are here. They're helping over 300 families and veterans. And as Terry said earlier, the number of female veterans is growing every year.
Oh, I'll bet it is.
That they're here to help.
I'll bet it is.
So what have you been doing lately? You were just on the show Tuesday.
I was on the show Tuesday. did a couple of news stories yesterday for Action News Now and the Searchlight.
Yeah, this story I saw, you know, I did read that. And the story about, of course, my friends, is a couple went up to a place that was on private property to look at the lights. The property owner, the property owner said, hey, you're trespassing, you have to leave. An argument started, a fight ensued. According to the reports, the guy that was in the car with the woman, and he's 49 years old, it wasn't like he's 18.
Right.
Chased the guy with the car, hit the guy with the car, and the guy broke a side window. Another fight ensued, and the guy ran into the house and got a shotgun and came back out.
It's always dangerous.
And then ends up shooting the guy when the guy ran his truck at him.
You know, it's going to be a heck of an argument.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be a heck of an argument because
you teach this, I teach this. We teach the legal side of this. This is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough argument. Although, I don't know what the DA will think. You know, everything is based.
We're not going to try the case right here.
No. And everything is based on whether or not she feels like she can get a conviction. You know, other than that, it's just a waste of taxpayers' dollars, and we don't know the whole thing.
What you see in the paper usually is just like a part of it.
No, and really the story you just told is the homeowner story.
That's right.
We've never there was a
woman
live occupant who was inside that vehicle, and she has not said one word
that we know of.
Well, that's been publicized.
That's
so
been released by the police, who probably wouldn't release it.
So
I'm surprised.
When that finally comes out, I think there'll be a lot of people looking at this like, wow, okay, this is going to be a
this could be a tough case.
Something we're going to talk about. And this will be a good example for our class tomorrow. We'll probably talk about this.
By the way, the guy didn't use a handgun or a quote assault rifle. He used a shotgun, and according to the report, with birdshot in it.
And that is a very effective personal protection tool.
It's a very much of a anti-personnel weapon when you're shooting from close range, because they said it hit him in the head and the neck.
I get a lot of phone calls from people who are like, I want to buy a firearm for my home. What should I get? And I always ask them, do you plan on carrying it? And they say, no, I just want it in my house. I said, well, let's talk about maybe purchasing a shotgun for you and putting you through some training at the Reading Gun Club.
There you go. It's a good weapon for
the
house.
It is an incredible weapon.
And if it's loaded right, you don't have to worry about it going through walls or windows and hitting somebody else. If it's loaded right. Okay, I'm here with retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. He was always with me on these stand downs. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with Man on the Street with our man on the street, Keith Houston. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, a better known business with over 25 years of experience in all makes and models of heating and cooling systems, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State. They're the only ones we let touch our HVAC systems, and we are so happy that that's the case. Call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Ramona's Appliance Center.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hoppin' restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
North Valley Stand Down is an effort to reach out to veterans who are suffering from the effects of poverty and who need help. A wide variety of free services and necessities will be offered to veterans in need. Transportation is available. Stand Down 2017 is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday, October the 26th through Saturday the 28th. It's all free with no strings attached and nothing to fear. For information on how to get help, call 605-8114.
Ramona's Appliance Center.
Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
Radio out here at Anderson, Shasta District Fairgrounds. I was right. I was out here in Anderson, California for North Valley Stand Down Association Stand Down 2017. Day and tomorrow for all homeless veterans. It's a hand up, not a hand out. So many different things are happening here. Clothing issues, job services and unemployment insurance information, medical services, Shasta County Veteran Service Office here, One Safe Place, clothing and hygiene comfort kits. We're just going through one of them and trying not to take everything out of it. It's a pretty cool kit. I'm here with retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty.
Good morning, Carl.
I think I'm going to steal one of these pens. I really like this pen.
I brought a pen and something to write with.
I'm going to liberate a pen from here. And I see you're taking the rash skin kit.
This is a rash and skin kit. It's called barrier spray.
I may need this. Anyway, hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to us by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Privately owned and run, of course, by John and Sarah Bastiani. This is the place I go to buy all my firearms. They have all the shooting accessories. They have it all and great customer service at Bastiani Arms. Vets get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, hey, we're here with Frank Rose. Frank Rose has been given so many awards for helping veterans. I don't even know how to begin with, but we want to say hello to Frank.
I do the PR for the Stand Down all the time. And the Marine Corps Bowl as well.
Hang on for a second.
I got this... I got this package that was given to us. There's quite a few of them, and it's a care package for veterans. And the group that did it is called the Volunteers and Supporters of the Operation Gratitude, and it's out of Chatsworth, California. And apparently, you can get hold of them, and they can send packages out to the veterans. And it's really neat. They give you everything in here. They got coffee in here. Stuff to brush your teeth, a little video, and a deck of cards, and all kinds of stuff in here. And I just thought that was damn nice that they sent a bunch of them up here to us. Fortunately, they didn't send hundreds, but we appreciate the idea, and I just thought I'd bring that up. But this is a great outfit here we're doing. And, of course, Carl's here out here in the cold in the winter. You think it's summer, but it isn't.
It's cool. You know what, Frank? We want to tell everybody how much we appreciate everything Frank Rose does for our veteran community. I mean, you are Mr. Veteran out here, man.
Well, it's always an honor, and believe me, there's a lot of hard work that's done here. And we start maybe 8 months prior to this one to getting everything together and getting the committees to go to work together and set up things. And even, of course, from year to year, you have to get the use of the grounds, and that you have to do ahead of time, otherwise you'll lose it. And it's an important thing for all of us because there's so much here for them to do and to get a lot of volunteers that are working on different things for them that is free. And that's the great part. They don't have to pay for anything that's here, especially the medical services here. And
what exactly kind of medical services do they get here,
Well,
Frank?
it's from the clinic. They come down. It's like a little triage here. They check them out with their eyes and everything else in their chest and so forth. And if they need any prescriptions and all that, they'll facilitate a prescription for them. But they make sure that they're all healthy here as they come in. Of course, that's the first place they have to register is at the veterans registration. And then from there, they go into the clinic. And then from there, they go all the other providers in the provider building. And then from there, those are sleeping over and staying over that needs clothes, and they can get clothing that are from the Department of Defense. That's underwear and shoes and boots and all bunch, yeah, even a backpack and all. So they take care of them quite well. And we feed them three times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And old Sergeant Leedy, he starts out 6 months ahead of time getting together all the things he's going to cook for you and work for you.
I want you to hold that, Frank, because my arm just gave out. I'm turning sideways, and bending back, and it doesn't go that way for more than 5 or 6 minutes at a time.
But I also want you to know that Carl is also a big supporter and has been doing this little outdoor broadcast the last day of the week and here for everybody, and we really appreciate it.
Well, you know what? It's... I appreciate so much what everybody does here. The volunteers, and I mean, everything here is a volunteer work. Everybody collects. They work on this for 8 months to be able to help people. We got kids out here. We got women out here. We got, of course, we have disabled veterans out here. We have people that genuinely need this help. And every time I'm here, I'm touched by the fact of how many people are here to help.
Yeah, and you got the sleepovers for men, the women, and the children, and got bingo for them to play and occupy their time, and it's just something that they all get together and be a part of a big team, and not that they're left out in the wilderness. We also take care of their pets. We have a whole section up here that takes care of their dogs, and I understand there's about 20-some dogs and a cat or so, and then we take them down to the veterinary clinic in Anderson, and They if they need a shot, they get it, and it's free. And then we bring them back here, and we got people to take care of them 24 hours a day, water them, walk them, and everything. Of course, the vet also can come over and walk his dog and take care of it. So that's why they're all part of the family.
You know what? You thought about everything here, and because I know that people were talking about, what about our dogs? And last time, or one of the times, there's no place to keep them. That was a problem. So everybody fell through. Everybody came through on that one. And so now they people can take care of their animals, which is a big thing, because in some cases this is all that veteran has is the animal that you know accompanies them.
And the other big thing is we have to start ahead of time, and that's getting donations for the food, because it costs $300 to $400 for every breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we get organizations to come and donate the money just for the food, because that's a big expense here, and. It's something that everybody can participate in. Any organization, don't have to be military, individuals as well. They send money in, but you have to say it's for food. And that's basically what this is all about. It's the community helping the vets, and that's what we're here for.
Well, the vets have given a lot, and in some cases, you know, in almost all the cases, veterans come home, they get on with their lives, and they move on. In some cases, because of injuries, and these injuries are not always physical injuries. It could be mental injuries. They can't get along with their lives, and it takes more and more of us looking out for the men and women that stood on that wall for us. And in some cases, they don't understand. Civilians just don't understand this. But when you have a love of the veterans like they have up here in Northern California, it's always comes out. And you're looking at this, and you're looking at the number of people, the amount of work that goes into it, and the appreciation. We're going to be talking to some of these homeless veterans in the next hour. So, Frank Rose, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, Frank. Ted.
Thank you, Frank.
You've seen this
always
a lot.
Good to see you, man.
You see this a lot, too, man. You're here every year.
I'm here every year.
And, this isn't... you almost wish that we didn't have to be here anymore.
Well,
I mean, I do wish we didn't have to be here.
Here's the thing, Carl. I always see this a tiny bit differently than maybe your average listener. When I look across the population here at Stand Down, like you, the thing that jumps out at me is the volunteers. The volunteers who come out here each and every year to provide these services to our veterans. Now, you can right now Google or do any research you like on the success rate of veterans who go to college after they get out of service or who enter the workforce after they get out of service. By and large, the success rate per capita for a veteran is much higher than their civilian counterparts, much higher. So when I come down here and I see all these volunteers down here helping those who did fall behind just a tiny bit, you know what it says to me? It says, I'm down here and you're down here and these volunteers are here because they're veterans.
That's the whole thing.
They're veterans. And they took care of us to begin with. Now we're going to come back and we're paying it back.
We don't leave anybody behind.
No, we leave nobody behind.
And that's why we're down here.
That's why I love Stand Down so much.
Yep. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to have Keith Houston here with our man on the street, and I can't wait to hear what he asked at this time. I believe it has something to do with Sanctuary, but I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm here with retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Light. You were down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds for Northern California Veterans Stand Down 2017. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Top soldier sounded more like a diplomat today as he explained how he'd like to end the conflict with North Korea over its nuclear and missile programs.
Our goal is not war, but rather the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
And he made the point over and over at the Truce Village. That's where North literally meets South. It was his first trip to the region as U.S. Defense Secretary. Catalonia's regional parliament has passed a motion saying they are establishing an independent Catalan Republic. More from the BBC's Tim Wilcox.
They have passed the vote for independence here in the Catalan parliament. Catalonia has gone its own way from Spain. The first time this has happened in Europe. Something that Madrid has vowed to fight.
That's the BBC's Tim Wilcox reporting. Texting and crossing the street don't go together in Honolulu. That's where you can now get a fine of between $15 and $35 for crossing the street while using your device. City Councilman Brandon Elefante.
It's really a great idea that how it promotes more situational awareness for pedestrians to really make sure that they don't use their cell phones or mobile electronic devices crossing the street and really paying attention to where they're going rather than their electronic device.
But tourism officials fear the new law may come as a shock to the city's many tourists and international travelers. On Wall Street, things are doing well. The Dow is up 5 points, the NASDAQ up almost 100 points. More from townhall.com.
From Paramount Pictures and PureFlix comes Same Kind of Different as Me. Ron and Debbie Hall have everything they could ever want, except for a loving marriage. But when Debbie befriends a homeless man, their lives begin to intersect, and they are all changed forever.
Amazing how far a little 10, 11 care can go.
Same Kind of Different as Me, based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, now playing. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com. Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayer.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
Are prescription drugs doing more harm than good? President Trump believes using painkillers should not be a prescription for addiction. He made the point yesterday in a big announcement about opioids.
I will be pushing the concept of non-addictive painkillers very, very hard. We have to come up with that solution. We give away billions and billions of dollars a year. And we're going to be spending lots of money on coming up with a non-addictive solution.
The president said a lot of TV ads will encourage young people to stay away from drugs and alcohol. Authorities in Honolulu don't want people peeking at their portable devices while crossing the city streets. It will now get you a fine of $35. Philadelphia has become a red state thanks to a pair of newcomers. The new residents are a pair of baby red pandas. Officials at the Philadelphia Zoo trotting out the new animals for the first time yesterday to the public. More on these stories at townhall.com. A new royal head is about to wear the crown. Actress Olivia Colman, set to play Queen Elizabeth II for the third and fourth seasons of the award-winning Netflix series about the British monarch's long reign. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desmond.
Publicists for the show have confirmed that Coleman will star, taking over from Claire Foy. Coleman won a BAFTA for playing a detective in crime series Broadchurch and a Golden Globe as a spy chief in The Night Manager. Foy has been awarded a Golden Globe this year for portraying the young Elizabeth, thrust into the role of Queen by the death of her father, King George VI, in 1952.
That's Charles de la Desmond. Authorities say a Utah man ducked inside a church when he was running away from police, but had to call him himself later. Police say 46-year-old Shane Paul Owen called dispatchers for help more than 6 hours after he fled from them and locked himself inside a church's boiler room in Salt Lake City. When he got trapped inside, he had to call 911 asking for help getting rescued. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're out here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds for Stand Down 2017 for all homeless veterans. A hand up, not a handout. Good morning, everybody. I'm here with retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Colonel Bott. How are you doing?
Hi, man. I am peachy. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. Over 100 officers. And we're talking officers, not just guards, but 100 officers out on the in the community, either on vehicles or in guard positions. These people from North State Security handle not only the Reading Airport, the local high schools, power plants, work for Reading Electric Utility, Catalyst, Pioneer. They do the security for the Colt 45s, high school football games. These are professionals. There's more of them out on the road than there are police at any one time. They're there to give you peace of mind and to help make your home safer and a more enjoyable place. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Give them a call, 243-0295. Okay, we're here, and we have with us Keith Houston for our third Man on the Street interview. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, sir.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. And yourself?
Oh, we're just out here. It's a little frosty.
Yeah, it's
but cool. I mean, but you know what? We're here, and it's good to see all the great things that are happening over here with the on the stand down with these veterans. But what was your question this week?
My question this week was, should the city of Reading legalized the distribution of marijuana?
Wow. Okay. And what are our responses here? Are you ready, Jared?
Ready.
Okay, let's just play him. Let's hear him.
All right, so Reading is looking to legalize the distribution of marijuana. Can I get your opinion about it?
I'm against it for several reasons. I don't think it's a good idea to legalize anything that's drug-related. I can see the benefits medicinally, mm-hmm. but they do take the stuff that makes you high out if they want to do that. I have no problem with that for medical reasons.
Okay.
But just to encourage people to smoke dope? No.
Okay.
Make it easy for them, you know?
Yeah.
I don't believe in that.
We've been dealing with an opium epidemic, so do you think that that issue will prevent the legalization of marijuana in our city?
I don't know if that issue will prevent the legalization of marijuana, but that issue is the main one that really needs to be addressed, not the marijuana, I think.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, about legalization of marijuana,
mm-hmm.
honestly, we haven't thought much about it because I feel like it wouldn't affect us one way or the other.
Okay.
I don't know. Wayne, what do you think? Like, if done properly and regulated like all other controlled substances, I guess it's fine. You know, if it's done properly. So, I mean, I don't know.
Okay. So, the Reading City Council is thinking about legalizing the distribution of marijuana. Can I get your opinion about it?
I think that that would be fine. I don't see a big problem since it's already being distributed illegally. If it was done legally, perhaps we'd get some tax revenue from it.
Okay. So the Redding City Council is looking to legalize the distribution of marijuana. Can I get your opinion on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think marijuana is going to be used regardless of whether it's legal or not, or if it's easily accessible or not. So I'm not necessarily for or against it. I just accept the decision and say each person needs to steward that responsibility well, whether they choose to purchase it, use it, distribute it. And that's pretty much all that we can do. We want to encourage positive behavior. I know it has a lot of medical benefits for a lot of people. And I also know that people do abuse it. So it all just comes to responsibility of how it's used. So
the Redding City Council is looking to legalize the distribution of marijuana. Can I get your opinion on that?
I guess I'm a little bit unclear how it will benefit the community, but it'd be interesting to learn a lot more about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Redding has an opium epidemic. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that issue will help prevent the legalization of marijuana?
I hope they would at least take it into consideration. Mm-hmm. Sounds like there's been problems with opium, so I would hope that the public health side of that is playing into the part of the way we address marijuana policy.
Okay. Is that it?
That was it.
Okay. Keith, that was good. So what did you get? What was the general feeling you got from people there? That they're just kind of like, well, it's going to happen, or that, you know, the first lady was really against it.
Yeah, the first lady, we actually had a conversation after the interview, and she was just talking about how growing up herself, she had a lot of issues with the drug, and she's had a lot of family members dealing with the same thing. And so she was very against it. A lot of other people were kind of just like, yeah, it's just going to happen, so you might as well deal with it, basically. So that's what I got from talking to people.
Okay, that's great.
Interesting.
You know, I'm really liking these on the street that you're going to, because it sounds like you're getting people of all ages and different backgrounds and everything, which is the idea when we started this. Just to kind of get an idea of what people think. And we've gotten really diverse, some really diverse opinions on everything from, weapons to drugs. And I can't wait to hear what next week's going to be.
You know, the second lady kind of hit it right on the head for me is it's already being distributed. You know, it's already being distributed. It's too late. You can't shut that door. It's too late.
Well,
it's just too late.
The other thing, too, I heard was that, you know what, it's going to be up to people themselves to be responsible on it. You know, once it's sold, it's going to be like cigarettes and alcohol.
You know, I could go either way on it. If the laws are set up on it, I think the sheriff did a great job when Measure A passed, and he went and scraped off all the outdoor grows. I'm a fan of that. I think that if you want to do business, you need to do business correctly in accordance with the code and statute. So, it's one of them deals where if we're going to enforce it, we have to enforce it. If we're not going to enforce it, then we shouldn't enforce it. We shouldn't have half the population thinking something is against the law and bad, the other half doing it at will.
Yeah, it's got to be, and the law's got to really be there to protect the kids.
Absolutely.
Anybody exactly. Below the age of 21.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Keith, okay, what are you thinking about next week, Keith?
Next week, I don't know. What's
going to be a surprise, huh?
Might have to be, yeah. I'll let you know, though.
Okay. You know what? Keith is an intern at a Simpson University, is working in communications, and I tell you what, he gets the job done. He shows up when he's supposed to, and that right there is, you know, a big plus for anybody.
Absolutely,
you flatter me.
Thanks so much for what you're doing, and we'll get in touch with you here later on today.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot, Keith Houston, here with our man on the street.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Keith.
Okay, we're here. Oh, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. We're going to be talking to one of the gentlemen that's here that is being is taking advantage of what's happening here and how it's affecting his life. But we'll be right back with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott down here at the North Valley Stand Down Association Stand Down 2017 for all homeless veterans, a hand up and not a handout.
Well, it's turn and face the stars and stripes, it's fighting back them butterflies, it's calling in the air around, yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash, it's slinging mud and dirt and grass, it's I got your number, I got your back, when your back's against the wall, you mess with one man.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
If you live in the Reading area and have been contemplating going solar, now is the time. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of the Powerhouse Solar. The state-mandated solar energy rebate currently offered by Reading Electric Utility is ending on October 31st. This rebate can put up to $5,000 cash in your pocket. If you've been told in the past that solar was not available in your area due to solar installation caps, those restrictions have been lifted for a limited time. Taking advantage of this rebate opportunity is simple. Call the Reading Electric Utility today, and they will give you a voucher number. Then call Powerhouse Solar, and we will design and install a state-of-the-art SunPower solar energy system to meet your family's specific energy needs. Powerhouse Solar is an elite dealer for SunPower and is the oldest SunPower dealership in California. Don't miss this opportunity. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on Facebook or at powerhousesolar.com.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master plan community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you.
brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
I hear the Shasta District Fairgrounds for North Valley Stand Down Association Stand Down 2017. For all homeless veterans, it's a hand up, not a hand out. And this is Carl Bott. I'm sitting here with Boomer. Good morning, Boomer. Okay, hang that. Okay, put it up closer. Wait a minute. Let me see if you're turned on here.
Try it. Well, good morning.
Okay. Well, you got us all here. You got us now all, Jared? Jared, you got us all?
Yeah, I got you guys.
Okay. All right, Boomer. We're ready. How are you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, bud.
Okay, Boomer, how old are you, Boomer? How old are you?
I'm 65, sir.
65, okay. And what branch of the service were you in?
Army.
Army. And how long where are you from originally?
We're originally from Guadalajara, Mexico, senor.
Oh. Okay, and how long have you been in the States?
I've been in the States 15 years.
15 years?
Yes, close to it.
15 years. Okay, and you were in the Army, and were you in Vietnam? Or?
Yes, I was in Vietnam. I was a tonner rat for 2 years, sir.
Okay, and so, but you say you're from Guadalajara, Mexico.
Mexico, I was born there.
Born there,
yeah.
And you've been, how long have you been in the United States?
Oh, long time.
Okay,
long time.
Okay.
Long time. I meant to say long time, sorry.
Yeah, you said 15 years.
I thought it's been a while, you know, somebody asked me that, you know.
Well, it's been, you know, when you, I was surprised to hear that, but you fought for our country.
Yes, I did, sir.
And so tell us how you got to Reading.
Well, the way I got to Reading was I was just traveling around because I'm a comic. I'm a stand-up comic. I do voices. Uh-huh. I did a voice many years ago with Don Adams, and I was Dr. Claw for several years, 4 years straight.
Okay.
And when I started doing voices, my mother used to get mad at me. She got mad at me all the time, uh-huh. You know.
Yeah.
And I still do it once in a great blue moon. You know, I do it for the little ones. Then I go to rest homes and cheer them up with Harpo Marx or Groucho.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what does the stand down mean to you?
Stand down means to me it's helping us vets get our stuff together. Get what we need and get it done.
Right.
And I appreciate them very much.
Okay, when you're not here, where do you live at? Are you homeless?
Yes, I'm a homeless vet.
And so have you gotten any help here about finding a place to stay?
I'm really trying to, my friend, you know.
Yeah.
Being 65 years old, almost 66 next year, but, you know, I'm living with it.
Have you talked to the Shasta County Veteran Service Office yet?
Not yet. I'm going to on Monday. I'm going to discuss my situation with them, and I'm going to get things done for myself, you know.
Well, there's another organization in town, too, that helps veterans find homes,
mm-hmm.
too, with the Veteran Service Center. Have you talked to them?
Not yet. I should.
Well, I'm sure they're going to get you, you know, into those things. Have you noticed about? Have you been here before?
Yes, I've been here lots of times.
Okay, and what is the part that helps you? You believe the most?
Well, I remember the time that I was in Vietnam, mm-hmm. and I came out of my tunnel, and my boys were calling me. They said we're coming in to get you, and I said stand down, stand down, stand down, and they didn't. They came in and they blew up right in front of my face. And for 4 years, for 5.5 years, I was thinking it was all my fault. I was thinking that,
uh-huh.
You know, it hurt. And I used to drink over it, you know, and I thought drinking was going to help me forget, but it really didn't. You know, it was like pain. I was living in pain with it. You know, I couldn't face anybody. I couldn't talk to anybody. Everybody was my enemy. Back then, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I finally realized that it wasn't all my fault. It was just thing that happened, and I didn't believe that.
Yeah, things like that happen in combat.
Yes, they did. Yes, it does, sir.
And you can't just blame yourself.
Well,
for that.
I don't blame myself now.
No, good.
You
can't.
I'm a recovering alcoholic now. I got 53 years under my belt this year, and I feel good about myself.
Good.
You know, I really do.
Well, you know what? So there's people here that want to, like I said, give you a hand up here. There's I'm sure there's people that want to help you find a place to live. I hate to think of any of our veterans being homeless.
That's very true, my friend. I understand that. Okay. Very true.
Well, Boomer, thank you so much, and thanks for talking to us, and thank you for your service to our country.
Well, thank you.
All right. Buenos dias. Yawn. Hop on there, buddy. So you've been out there talking to everybody, too, huh?
Absolutely. I was just standing behind you talking to a guy named Steve Martin. That's his real name.
Steve Martin's his real name?
Yeah. Yeah, he was a chaplain's assistant in the Army.
A chaplain's assistant.
Yeah, 81 through 83.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That was an interesting story we just had here from Boomer. I don't know if you heard him. Vietnam vet, tunnel rat. He's homeless. And I know that the Veterans Center, Veteran Resource Center, has been helping people find, or veterans find, homeless veterans find homes.
Did he say that he had a disability rating?
I didn't ask him. I mean, I would imagine he does. Now, today I see him. He's wearing new boots, military-issue boots. Looks like new jeans and a nice warm jacket for the winter.
He looks,
you and I were looking at the jacket and going, it's a nice jacket.
Yeah, his apparel is top-notch.
No, it is.
Thanks to the good people at Stand Down.
Wow, I tell you what. You know, we've known a lot of people. You know, I mean, you and I, between us, we've spent almost 60 years in the service. And you run into a lot of people that, you know, when they're in the service, you wonder if they're going to be able to, how they're going to function outside.
You do. And even some of the high functioners, you know, because I consider, I didn't know you in the service, but I imagine you were high functioning, you know, like me. I like to think that.
Yeah.
And it's more difficult to assimilate than we think it is. It really is.
It is. Even when you come out, like I got out the first time when I retired in 99, I went, lived in another country then for over a year working, and then came back and then left again and then came back and left again. There's always something going on there. And it wasn't until the last tour when the Marine Corps asked me to come back in for another tour, like 18 months. I was older when I came back. I think I needed that last tour.
Really?
I think I needed that last combat tour to say sayonara there.
It's kind of like you were in for 30 years and then you got out, and I know you struggled with the same things I did. I didn't struggle with getting a job, finances, or anything like that.
No,
I struggled with being out, being away from my brothers and sisters who always had my back. It was such a different feeling, you know, to realize that when you go to when you change environments like that, it really feels like instead of everybody having your back, everybody's trying to get you in the back. You know, even if it's true or not.
Things like this is the part that really gets to me is that people will say something, and they have no intention of doing it.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
And it's kind of like, well, why'd you say it?
Right.
You know, it's one of those things.
Lot less common in the service.
It is, and the other thing too is that you, even if you didn't, if you disagreed with somebody, you know, not violently but vehemently, you never worried about if they were going to come, you know, if they were going to have your back.
Right.
They always would. Whether you talked to them or, you know, whether you would have a drink with them or not, you always knew that they were going to have your back if, you know, when the chips were down. I think that's a hard thing for a lot of people when they leave the service is to assimilate.
I think so. I think so. I look at these folks that are here today at Stand Down, and I think to myself, I know I may not be in your exact station in life, but I know some of the things that you're feeling. And you know, like Boomer, he's been out for 40 years.
At least.
So he started with this conversation maybe at one point, and then it just escalated from one thing to the next. He fell into the bottle, he said.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how fast those years go by when you are spending them in a
you know, a haze.
In a haze, yeah. And all of a sudden, the next day you're 60.
Yeah.
You don't have anything except some regrets and surface. That's it.
You know, and I don't know how many times I've met people that said, you know, I wish I'd stayed in.
Oh yeah.
I mean, how many times do you meet people like that they're there pumping gas or they're doing something? Even guys that have got other jobs or jobs said, you know, I wish I'd stayed in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And because it does go by fast. But you know, when you're in the service, when you're serving, that hill almost looks insurmountable to stay in. You know, there are a lot of things that can happen. I mean, you know, we end up coming out the other side okay, but many, many times these people, if they stay in, it doesn't end up well for them because they get injured or they, you know, God forbid they could be killed in combat. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into that. So they say that, but not necessarily.
Yeah, you never can tell. No. You know, but, you know, you look at things, too. Well, Rob Burrows came in my office, retired senior chief. Everybody knows Rob. He's doing he does this, you know, he has the Veterans Museum and all that. He came in the office the other day, and he goes, and he and I were in Fallujah together. Some of it was overlapping, most of it, and he was coming in as we were, you know, in the process of leaving. And he looked at me, he said, "Do you miss it?" And I went, "Yeah."
Yeah, I certainly miss some of it.
Yeah,
I certainly miss some of it.
But, you know, not enough to, of course, now. Anyway, you know, they would take women and children before they take me back.
Yeah, if they're taking you back, Carl, we got problems.
We've got problems.
They
are at the gates. They are at the gates at that point.
That's a problem.
I like to think that I'm better than most of them, but okay. All right, we'll go there. But you do miss it. You can't help it.
No, you can't help it.
You miss it.
It was a huge part of my life. I mean, my entire adult life, I was a soldier. I didn't know.
I was a Marine. So
I got up every day and put on a uniform and went to work.
I didn't have to worry about what to wear.
No, I knew exactly what I was wearing.
Yep, knew what I was wearing, knew exactly what I was doing. I knew what was going to happen that day for the most part. I mean, you know, all days were different, but in combat it's always different. But still, you kind of knew. So coming out into the civilian world is tough for some people.
It is tough, but you know, I always remind people, here's how I feel about that whole subject. By and large, veterans are high functioning inside and they're high functioning outside. Most of my friends that are veterans do very well. I was reading an article this morning in preparation for this day about the success rate or the graduation rate of veterans versus civilians, and veterans hands down graduate at a higher rate than their comparable civilians. That's over 24 years old.
I have several friends that were fighting in Fallujah as young Marines. And now, over a decade ago. And every one of them went back and went to college.
Absolutely.
And graduated. But you know what they were saying? Is it was really tough for them to come back. They were 22. They'd been in combat, you know, one of them had been wounded. They'd all been in firefights and this. To listen to their fellow students talk about things that was just, oh, my God.
Oh, it was so difficult on them.
No, it was so hard for them. And they're sitting there, they're looking at them thinking, I can't say what I really want to say right now. And so they would listen, and then they'd hear some of the inane comments from the professors who've never been out of the country, who had no concept of what they were talking about when it comes to, you know, people's lives and all these things. And that was tough on them.
Absolutely.
That was really tough, but you know what? They buckled down, and as Celestina Traver says, all they want to do, a lot of these millennials, everyone that she runs into, they want to get on with their lives, they want to get out there, they want to get a job, they want to start a business.
Yeah.
And so these
and by and large, they do very well.
They do.
Once they adjust in like you and I did. The adjustment is hard, though, because we just have a different outlook. Veterans have a different outlook on things.
I think so, too. So anyway, hey, we're going to have to take a break here, and I know you have to run because...
Oh, yeah.
Shall I tell everybody
where you're going? Go ahead. I don't care.
Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, the owner of Northern Firearms Instruction with offices in 30 counties, teaching the art of combat, is getting a facial this morning.
I'm getting a facial at 9 o'clock. I'm not embarrassed by it. I am who I am. I'm getting married 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today.
This is just the beginning of the fluff and buff for me.
2 weeks from today on the Marine Corps birthday.
We're talking haircut, teeth whitening, all of it. It's all happening for me, so I can get.
Are they going to pluck the hair out of your ears?
They're
going to
do the nose hairs. They're going to do the ear hairs. It's. I mean, it's a 100% deal for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks, you got to do this.
I'm going through this.
I know, because this is just, you're going to do it again before the wedding too.
The day of the wedding, yeah, it's going to be a big deal. You know,
is this a side by side massage?
She wants a. No, but we're going to be there at the same time.
Are they going to wax? Are you going to get waxed? Are they going to wax you, buddy?
No.
Are you sure?
I have to draw the line somewhere.
Well, you haven't drawn it yet.
I've drawn it there. No waxing.
We'll see. I'm right. We're going to check.
Let me tell you, Carl, I am so happy you invited me down here today at the, Shasta County Stand Down to talk about my facial. And
you're waxing.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. Every year you call me, and you ensure that I come down here to co-host with you, and I want you to know that I really love it.
Well, you know what? I'm so happy that you're here, and I know you do have to run. So thanks a lot, buddy, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I will call you after the show.
You call me after the show.
And we'll make our plan for tonight for setup, and then we teach all this weekend, CCW class, and then, of course, we've got a class next weekend also, so I'm hoping that I can talk you into teaching with me then. So
I'm easy that way.
All right, buddy.
Wait a minute. Not next weekend.
Next weekend, the 4th and 5th of November.
Oh, the 4th and 5th. Okay, I was going to say,
I'm leaving on the 8th.
Okay. All right. Hey, look, we'll be right back after these messages.
When the night seems to stay, all is lost. Gone away, but I know I'm not alone. By the light, she stands.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream.
that dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got my
back
on your face.
You know, CNR 1560 with Carl and Linda Bott. I'm down here at the North Valley Stand Down Association Stand Down 2017 at the Shasta District Fairgrounds today. This portion of the Stand Down is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold, the only place to get a haircut. I'm here with Dave Cockrell, who's the man that's heading this up.
Well, actually, I'm the second in charge.
You're second. Yes. Who's first in
charge? Tom Johnson.
Tom refused to, you know what, he ran over and grabbed you because he is mic shy.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, maybe. What got him? I see him wandering around here. Dave, what's all the things going on here?
Well, right now, today is a special day for...
A little bit easier there. Bring it back up.
Bring it back up. You're talking about there. A person has, yeah. Today is mostly for the day people that are coming in, walk-ins we have. Now, the thing is, we'd like to see them see all the providers, but the clothing issue will not be until noon. I'm going to say it again. It won't be until noon. So if you come in, we want you to come in and walk around because you may not know what provider that might be able to assist you and something that's available.
Now, it says here that you've got people from the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. I know Celestina was talking about
yes.
it yesterday. General Assistance, CalWORKs.
Yeah, so right now there's one of them, I think it was DMV, is not here today.
Right. It says something about they were having to help people down in, they moved a lot of the people down to Southern California because of all the things that are going on down there with the fires. Drug and alcohol counseling. I see the vans come in for medical services.
Yeah, we have medical here. VA's here if you need any medical assistance. And this is open to anyone who served. This is a outreach. So if you're a National Guard or if you're a reservist, you're welcome to come in and go around. And I've led veterans around, and they didn't realize that they were eligible for certain benefits. And this is not just the VA or the benefits. This is from the community itself. So.
Well, you know what? That's the thing is that, and again, let's get back to this. Is not entitlements. These are benefits earned by veterans who have served their country, and the idea that I'm not really a veteran because I wasn't in combat is absolutely wrong.
That's correct. It takes 20 non-combatants to put one into combat area. You know, when I went in combat, I wasn't the one to issue the rifles to the Marines that guarded me, or the tank, the Jeep. They put the gas to the top. I'm kind of tired. I've been up all night.
Of course. So, you know, just let me say this, Dave, for you and Tom and all the volunteers, the community owes you a huge, huge round of applause, a huge appreciation. I know you don't do it for that.
No.
I know you've never done it for that, and that you're here for the veterans. I see some of the veterans walking around here in shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's 50 degrees out here, and I know they're getting dressed, but I see others in brand new clothes,
yes,
boots and all this.
Because they come down there, we have a lot of civilian clothes, brand new civilian clothes. So if they're a veteran or that has served, I'll put down anyone who has served would come down today. This is our day, best day to come down if you're just a walk-in. Go around and see the providers because we require you to see all the providers. Because that's what it is. It's not a handout. It's a hand up. And we want to make sure they have those benefits or see what is available to them.
Well, Dave, let me ask you a question here. How many times do you see people or how often do you see people here?
How often?
I mean, the boomer said, I've been here a couple of times, two or three times. One of the people we've helped, that was just on the radio here. Do you see the same ones every year?
New ones, but we do see some that come back. I have had ones that have come and did not go through it the first time and then realize the second time they came that, hey, we missed out. And then I never saw them after that because they actually got services that they required or desired or needed to help
get that job. And yes. You've had people come back also that you've, you know, they've gotten the help here.
And then they came back and actually volunteered to help us out, yes.
You know, does that make you feel successful there?
Yes, if I can help one veteran, I feel I've done a successful job. That's what it is.
You know, Dave, it's people like you that makes things like this work. You and Jeff Nelson, guy next to you, and Tom Johnson. I know if I start naming people, I don't have enough time to name everybody.
There's a lot
so many
of people
helping. I'm seeing a lot of guys walking around here in brand new boots.
Yes.
You know, military issue boots here. And other things, like jackets, coats, or, you know, just now they're having, you know, they had breakfast this morning, so your breakfast, lunch, and dinner out here.
This was one of the first times I was able to sit down and actually finish. But I do want to say, I want to thank all the volunteers that have put forth and all the providers that come out here to assist us. You don't know how grateful this is for them to do so. And again, like you said, there's too many to just name. But hopefully we can do something to let them know that we do appreciate what they have done. This community has opened its arms for
us. We need to have a volunteer party afterwards. Something like that. Yeah. You know, just everybody, you know, have our stand down.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I have Carl. I got to go. Busy.
Okay. Thank you so much. We got to take a break here anyway. This is Carl Bott. I'm down at right in front of Fasaro Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds for Stand Down 2017 for all veterans. It's a hand up, not a handout. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil is helping bring this program to you from the Shasta District Fairgrounds. 50th year that SST Oil has been in business. 57,000 places that you can fuel up your car or truck. Just get a card from SST Oil. They're going to be working. They can work on your water heaters, your monitor heaters, any type of Toyo heaters, and provide the fuel for it. Again, another success story from this area, SST Oil, an employee-owned business. Give them a call at 241-1167. I'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
"That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's your chin held high.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters.
Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master-planned community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
Fairgrounds for Stand Down 2017. It's for homeless veterans and veterans that need a hand up and not a handout. All types of things going on here. I'm with Jeff Nelson, who is a veteran and a member of the 101st Airborne Division. Air Mobile. You were in it was probably Airborne, though.
Airborne all the way.
Yeah. I'm back then. How you doing, buddy?
I'm getting there. I'm having little health issues, but I'm fighting back.
You're a volunteer here. You're just one of the people who everybody sees anytime there's a veterans event going on.
Yeah, I do this Sunday morning. We got a program for about 125 veterans where we issue some food, very quality food. And so I mentioned that to them to be down here. Most of the guys we serve help there, they need the help.
Right,
and so I see a lot of them down here. I'm glad to see that.
And where's that? And where's that?
It's Loaves and Fishes there.
Right.
It's behind the post office there.
Post office on Churn Creek.
Churn Creek, yeah.
Yeah, Loaves and Fishes is there, and they provide, like you said, food for veterans that need some help.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's every what?
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Yeah. Starts what time?
Well, we start usually about 9 o'clock, and it takes about an hour and a half to get everybody through there and, you know, settle down. And some of the people, they're living on the street. You know, they you can tell they haven't had baths or.
Yeah.
So I've been buying combs at the dollar store and giving them combs.
So is this food cooked or is this something they have to cook themselves?
No, this is food that we're fortunate that Trader Joe's is our biggest provider. And then Walmart sometimes pitches in too. And it's dented cans or things that are close to expiration or something they bought that didn't sell well or something, you know.
Yeah, they give out something like $787,000 worth of food last year, Trader Joe's did. Yeah. And I'm sure there's others that have done
I believe it,
yeah. Okay, Jeff Nelson's with Loaves and Fishes. I've got a gentleman right next to him that's being helped right here. So let's just hand this over. And what's your name, sir?
Frank Atchison.
Frank, and you are from this area, obviously?
Yeah, born and raised Central Valley.
Uh-huh.
Now it's Shasta Lake City.
Okay. And what brought you here?
Well, this is my 10th year out of 11 that I've come here. A long time ago, about 11 years ago or so, I became homeless because my ex-wife left me. And so I was without my family for a long time. And a friend of mine, where I started volunteering over at Living Hope, Pastor Ministries. I started helping them the day that they took me in, gave me some food. I was able to get some clothes, a place to take a shower, do my laundry and that stuff. I was camping out in the woods. I lost my car because I couldn't afford tickets that I got for parking and that. So a friend of mine, he asked me if I went to the stand down. I guess I just missed it, and I asked him what it was. And
because you're a veteran of the...
I was in during the Iran-Iraq war, Desert Storm.
Uh-huh.
But my CO wouldn't let me go over after some of my personal friends got bombed. He said I had the wrong attitude. And I'm a Marine. I was brought up with the right attitude, you know. I'll go protect my country, fight and kill anybody I kill for. They ended up shipping me over to Okinawa and Korea, where I got shot by some guards over there in the head. And I have a metal plate in my head. They bounced right off. So there's two less guards over there, okay? And I ended up killing a civilian, a young one, because I heard another click. And I thought someone revolting a rifle, and I shot toward it. So my memory was lost for a long time. I have bad memory, PTSD, and other things. So
you've been coming here, and do you have a family here?
Yeah, this is my second time. Actually, my third time having my family here. The first time was before I got my kids fully through court. Their grandparents came, too. My ex-wife was there, and we had a little fun, and they had to go. But the second time was when we finally got to be here with the full family, and we had a lot of fun. We always have a lot of fun.
Okay. So now do you have housing now?
We're working on an apartment. Hopefully it pulls through next week, we're hoping. We've been at it for a long time.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
It's either we got too many kids or a dog or not enough money for rent. You know, they want us to have two or three months worth of rent all up and...
Yeah, paid up front.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we can't afford it, you know. But we're at a motel where we're paying like $600-$800 more a month than what the rent would have been.
Right.
So right now we're at motel. It's a good motel, Ponderosa. They take in families and let you stay there for at least 28 days. Then you got to be out one day. And we got to set up where we can come back, same room, so we're not lost until we get a place to live. Hopefully that.
And they're helping you out here with all that?
They're helping us out with, my wife went in to see Cal Fresh because somehow they took about half my kids' food stamps away, and that kind of lowered us. But they do help us with showers, clothes, and that stuff.
Yeah. Do your kids go to school?
Yeah, they. One of them goes. What school is that? Juniper. My son goes to Juniper. I got two daughters now. Go to Shasta High School.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you very much. So this has been a help out for y'all.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's always help out. Got a lot of friends. Got a lot of new people this year. But most of the people I know, I've known them for a long time, and they've been coming here.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Jeff,
how many years have you been coming here?
Oh, geez, I think about 10. Pretty sure about 10 years. I've been here in the area 10 years now. Well, I grew up in this area, but just returned recently, and I've been very active, of course, with Patriot Guard and so forth. So,
used to be the captain of the Patriots.
Yeah, I did that for about 5 years. You know,
yeah, you know, we used to ride.
Yeah,
back
you were
in the
there,
days.
Yeah.
Back in the days, buddy.
Yeah, we rode you into town when you first arrived.
That's
here.
Right. When I showed up here the very first time in 07,
yeah.
You all met me there.
Yeah,
and that, I tell you what, that was kind of one of the reasons I said, you know what, this is kind of maybe probably a place to stay.
Some good people here. Yeah,
we good people.
Veteran oriented place.
I understand it's the Indians' birthday here tomorrow or the next day.
A little fire water?
I've got to go find him and say hello. Jeff, thanks a lot for coming by.
Sure.
And stopping
sure.
by and seeing us here. There's so many things that are going on at the stand down, and all the things are going on with the veterans. This is that time of the year when you've got kind of the. got the Veterans Day coming up and the Veterans Day parade on the 4th. So I guess it's a I guess it's that time of the year when we start thinking about what's going on in our lives, and especially with veterans.
Well, you do a great job here too, Tarl, your radio show and all the things you're involved with. So,
well, you know, it's a pleasure, and it's you know, it's our honor, and it's a duty. So to help out our veterans, because we don't ever leave anybody behind. We try not to.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Sure. Okay, everybody, have a great weekend. A lot of stuff going on. The next week, Halloween, number of great guests we have going on. So remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Be a good guy. Come on down here, volunteer. Come on, donate down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds for Stand Down 2017.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Thomason. The economy, firing on all cylinders, growing at a solid annual rate of 3% between July and September. The first time growth hit at least 3% for two consecutive quarters. Economists say it could have been even better if not for the impact of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. Gazing out across the no-man's land separating South and North Korea, Pentagon Chief James Mattis.
Our goal is not war, but rather the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Mattis makes